We are not going to see any return of the Zim dollar anytime soon, primarily because the circumstances don't warrant the return of the local currency. The reason why we had to introduce, and I personally was the acting Minister of Finance when I introduced the multi-currency regime, was basically to address the issue of confidence, of trust. Now, we need to restore confidence in our country in the manner that we run and we manage our economy. We need to get the macroeconomic fundamentals right before we can decide to bring back the Zim dollar. And the macroeconomic fundamentals, which must be right, are basically that we must build reserves, ideally in excess of 3, 4, 5 months import cover. Right now, we don't even have a day's cover. It's very important also that the country should get out of sanctions. If we have sanctions lifted against us, primarily by the European Union and the Americans, that will make Zimbabwe a more normal country in terms of its trading, in terms of how it relates to other countries, and it also removes the stigma which is against Zimbabwe. We also need to address the issue of the debt. We have, as you know, 6.9 billion debt, and we have no capacity currently to service our external debt. Now, all those things must be sorted out before we can start talking about bringing back the Zim dollar. But more than anything else, we need to produce and produce and produce for export. And it's when we reach a level of production in agriculture, in manufacturing, in tourism, in mining, then we can start talking about bringing the Zim dollar. Not now.
But also there's been a lot of criticism about some of the policies in Zimbabwe that are not conducive for investors.
I think it's important maybe to spell out what those policies are so that I can be more specific and say, you are right or you are wrong, and where we think we are wrong, which policies we are addressing. I think you need to spell them out.
I think one of the grey areas has really been the indigenization bill, where
foreigners,
51%.
That is an issue that basically we are addressing. Mm. And it's only a question of clarifying what the law is. And the law basically acknowledges that there is no one size fits all. In other words, exploitation of minerals is not the same way as you coming with your money to set up your factory. In the case of exploitation of minerals, basically what we are saying is the mineral is ours, and you are bringing your capital, you are bringing your technology, you are bringing your managerial skills, and we then say, let's team up. That basically in the mining sector. But in the financial services sector or in manufacturing, we are not saying at all that when you bring your money, 51% is ours. We are not saying that. And shortly, it's a matter that is under consideration. The Minister of Youth, Indigenization, Comrade Nema, is going to clarify for us all so that we can all sing from the same hymn book.
In conclusion, how would you summarize what Zimbabwe's economy is like at the moment?
Right now, we are under sanctions. We have the debt overhang, and I think we should receive a lot of credit for the fact that we remain standing, and we are remaining standing. Those of you who have been to Zimbabwe can testify, basically, to a lot of infrastructural development taking place. As you know, we have been able to, 2 weeks ago, to launch the expansion of Kariba South, which when complete in 3 or so years' time will add 300 megawatts to the national grid. And I'm optimistic about 2 or 3 or 4 mega projects in the power generation which are in the pipeline and for which I'm expecting funding to be available. We are also very busy with respect to rehabilitation of our road network, and all that I think adds to a huge potential for our country to lift off when, in fact, sanctions are lifted.